Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one thing.
watch and pray, finding me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to me.
There, and I will begin with a word of prayer. I want to thank God for when he said there's one or two in the midst, and there's one or two, he's in the midst. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you on this eve of Sunday evening. And now, Father, as we come before you to fellowship, to praise you, to give you worship, well, we don't give you worship every day. We're supposed to worship you every day, Lord, throughout the day. Keep your name first in our life. Oh, Father, help us, strengthen us, Lord. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that will come and share. I'm asking that you allow them in their heart, Lord, to testify of your goodness and what you have done for them throughout this week. Father, you blessed us, you kept us, and now, Lord, you allow us to see this day. And now, Father, as we pray, we thank you and our Savior for blessing us that we can come to the prayer line and fellowship once again. So we thank you, Father, once again for truly all your blessings and all the things that you have done for us. So bless us tonight, and we ask for your Holy Spirit. Send your Holy Spirit, Father, to teach us, to help strengthen us, and that we can love one another. And we pray all this in the name of our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming to share your testimonies, saying whatever the Lord has put on your heart. But I will read something for your heart to ponder on, because the Lord is our power. He is our strength. So let me read this for you. And I'm gonna read this. It's the sinner's need of Christ. I'm just reading this part. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. There is no true excellence of character apart from him. And the only way to God is Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's in John 14 and 6. And I just want to read this little part here. It says, the heart of God yearns over his earthly children with a love stronger than that. And giving up his son, he has poured out in one gift to save your life and death and intercession, the ministry of angels pleading of the Spirit, the Father working above through all unceasing interest of heaven beings are all enlisted in our behalf of man's redemption. So we should thank God. We, you know, I praise him. I thank him for what he do for me. Brothers and sisters, he done helped me to be on this earth 62 years, and I'm grateful. And allowed me to see grandchildren, allowed me to see children, my children grow up, and I'm praising him. I'm thanking him that I can serve him. Amen. So we're going to begin to open the line. I want to say welcome to my brothers and sisters and the Netherlands, overseas, other countries. We want to say welcome to you all and ask that you continue to join in on Advent Light Ministry. And praise God, hopefully one day that you will be able to call in and would be able to share one day with us. So may God, and you can also tell us what you, if God has blessed you in this ministry, because this is nothing. We are all sisters and brothers here just operating a prayer line. We are no pastors. We are no preachers. We are just doing the work of the Lord because this is what he said we should do. So we want to thank God. And brothers and sisters from afar off, we don't get paid anything, but we love doing the work of God. So please, please keep us in prayer and that the Lord will keep this line, this prayer line open. Amen. So we want to open the line for our brothers and sisters now. And I just want to ask if you can share, sing a song, and give God praise. Give him thanks. Amen. So we're going to begin to open the line. Give me just, we have the first. It's 985-209. We're going to open your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Yes. This is Miss Phyllis Williams.
Praise
and,
the Lord.
I'm from home, Louisiana, and I'm going to share this song with you. Satan, I put you out. Satan, I put you out of my life. I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more in my life. The Holy Ghost took your place. The Holy Ghost took your place in my life. I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more in my life. Satan, I put you out. Satan, I put you out of my life. I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more in my life. Satan, I put you out. Satan, I put you out. Out of my life, the Holy Ghost took your place. The Holy Ghost took your place in my life. I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more in my life. The Holy Ghost took your place. And that's it. That's my testimony right there. And I pray for y'all, and I ask y'all to pray for me and my family. And, you know, it's good to be in the Lord, because I remember when I was out there with the devil doing what I wanted to do. But God put his hand on me, and he told me, he said, turn your life around, and I thank you, Jesus, for it. And he turned my life around, and I thank you. I thank him for it. And I pray for y'all, and I hope y'all continue to pray for me. And I pray for Sister Woods, wherever she may be. I don't know where my friend is. But I pray for her in Jesus' name. And I pray for everybody on this line in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. Oh, yes, indeed. I thank God the Holy Ghost have took the place of self, and we let go of self. Oh, mercy. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for that song. I want to thank you for your testimony. Thank you, Sister Phyllis, for just being here, because it shows that God has turned you around. And let me tell you, Sister Phyllis, you stay connected, because you know,
yes,
by and by, what he said,
yes,
by
ma'am.
And by, we going to understand it. So you stay connected.
Yes,
and I just, and I'm going to open my sister's line. And I said the scripture, but I didn't read the verse. I want to read this verse right quick. And it's coming from James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and from above, and come down from the Father of the light of life, with whom is no variable, whom no variness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. And I just want to thank God for his word, because when Sister Phyllis said that to them brothers, she turned, as the word says, she turning from her sins. And the Bible says we should be the kind of first fruits, just as that example.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Sister Phyllis, for giving us that. Amen. Amen. And as you continue on, we're going to be praying and lifting up one another. So let's go to the next caller. Amen. 518-951. We opening your line. And you can give your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leela, for opening my line. This is Sister Power calling from Sunny Island, Jamaica. I just want to thank God for what he have been doing. When I listen to the testimony in song, you know, I am from Sister Phyllis. I just have to say, God, you are so good. You are so great. There was in our life that the enemy was there all around, but God has turned her around so that she can acknowledge who God is. And Sister Phyllis, we are so grateful to have you on the line. We welcome you. You are no stranger, you are a part of Advent Light. Keep continue to come, because we are all sinners here, and we are saved by grace with the Lord. So we are very happy to have you, and I do hope that, you know, you will always be on the line. And our encouraging word, keep stay in the Lord. Stay in the word, my dear, because only the word is going to carry us through. God is so good. He's so great. And he is grateful to each and every one of us. And, you know, because he is love, you know, that's the reason why he died for us, to save his children. So you want his children to be in love just as him, and also to have his character. So I just want to thank God for my dear beloved sister. And I just can say to each and every one, God is great. He's working miracle, you know. And when we saw the goodness of God, we have to learn and said, if we trust him and believe that he is able, especially when we prayed and believed, we know that we have a living God. I share this evening, this morning, we had a work day, and my dear sister, we have over 12 people. And the 12 people, even a woman was there, a few women. And if you saw all those women carry those cement with those buckets, carry the block up to the mesa, you look and you said, wow, wow, wow. And Sister Leela, I must tell you that even the brother of the girl, Rosie, was there today. And they did a marvelous job. I said it was so great. We had, you know, a prayer. Thank God for the blessing that he had blessed us with some material. You know, he had blessed us with it. And even one of the local individuals who is constructing the place, he is telling me, you know, and sharing, you know, what they have been doing, and, you know, they need some tools. And when I look at it, I said, Lord, help me, Lord, bless me, Lord, that I will be able to help him to get those tools. Because I do know that the tool that they need, they are doing volunteer work with it, and they have to make a bread, look up bread. And, you know, we know that God is able to help. So I just want to give God thanks for that. And Sister Leola, we went to church yesterday. It was health emphasis. And I was so grateful to, you know, what took place there, thanking the Lord, that I took some New Start health documents down there from Amazing Facts. And my dear, I took a bunch and I gave it to the health leader while I was in church. So she took it and she said, oh, thank you, Sister Powell. I am going to give out those after I finish the message. And one of the elders came to me last week. They didn't have a church, but the week before, they asked me to pray for the children. So I prepare to pray for the children. And I love children's stories, to give them some story about the Bible, right? I don't like to have long, dreary stories sometimes when they come. And story, you know, sometimes it's not suitable for the kids. So he came to me yesterday while I was there. Sister Powell, I'm asking you, please, if you could, do the children's story for me, because the sister that was supposed to be doing it, she wasn't at church. I think she may be feeling sick. So I told him, I paused first, because I love to be prepared, my dear beloved. I just don't like to be called upon just so. I like to be prepared that I can present whatsoever I'm presenting good. Anyhow, I said yes. And right there, I sat down and I prayed. And I said, Lord, give me a children's story. It is the health emphasis. And I would like something about health and also for the children to know how God is good and how he can do all things if we have faith and trust him. And the story came from Matthew. I think Mark 6, right, 21, about Jairus. Remember when Jesus went across in the boat and the multitudes followed him, and there in the multitude thronging him, following him, and at that period he was going on a mission to heal the woman with issue of blood, where Jairus, you know, met him. And he is a ruler of the synagogue. And, you know, the Lord just showed it to me. And remember, Jairus knew God, because he went to him and told him that his daughter, the 12-year-old, daughter was sick next to death, and she is home. And he is asking, he have that faith and trust, asking Jesus if he could come and pray for the daughter. And that was the story I got. And, you know, I told the children that your girl was 12 years old. Asked them, who is 12 year old there? And they participated in the story. And I said to them, look what? The father believed that Jesus is able to heal his daughter. So he went to Jesus and he asked Jesus. And I told the story. The children were participating. And I said, thank you, Lord. So I said to them, the children, after I finished the story, children, whenever there is any difficulty that you are facing, who you run to, right? First, you run to your mother. But I can tell you that, you know, you will be the leaders of tomorrow. So when you're facing difficulty, you can go to Jesus. Go to Jesus, and then after Jesus, you go to your mom and you tell your mom what is happening to you. And what does your mother do to you when you said your head is hurting and what? And they respond, mama, pray for me, or mama, give me some tea or something like that. And the children was responding. So I just said, thank you, Lord. You know, so if we trust the Lord and believe that he can do all things, nothing is difficult for us. As I heard Sister Leola state and said a while ago, that God is only, he is in control. And without him, we can do anything. And he told us that he loves us so. So that's why he sacrificed his life for us. And who are we? Sister Leola was saying. Sister Leola, we are his representative. Remember, we studied that. In step to Christ, we are his ambassador. We are his servant. So every one of us who are serving the Lord and having him hold him as our personal representative, right? He's our personal father. He's our personal friend, right? So he has given us a name. And we just have to accept that name, believe in that name. We are his servant, we are his representative, and we are also his ambassador. And we are striving, my dear sister, to enter into that kingdom of rest with him when he comes. So, Sister Leola, continue to do the good. You are talking about your children. He bless you with children. He bless you with grandchildren. And he will bless you with great-grandchildren, too. So we just want to thank God for his love and his mercy. Continue to pray for me, Sister Leola, and I will continue to pray for you guys. I am doing excellent here, and I thank you all for everything that you have been doing, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell. Thank you, Sister Powell, for your encouraging words. And you know, sisters and brothers, it's so easy to give encouraging words, loving words. And, you know, everyone received that. And I just want to thank you for such a pleasant and loving words for my sisters and brothers. So continue to lift one another up. And by God's grace, and the sisters that come to this prayer line, that they're not in this faith, but yet they are seeing the true love of God in each one of us. So let us show that love of Christ towards our sisters and brothers, because they are Christ also. So we thank you all, brothers and sisters, for joining this prayer line, because truly you are in the right place. So we're going to open the next line. Amen. So we just want all she gave to us. And still, she's teaching us how to go out and share the love and take care of other people. So thank you so much, Mama Power. We call her Mama Power on the prayer line. So we're going to go to the next caller. We got quite a few hands up. So brothers and sisters, you have time. Everybody press 1 and you can share. So let me, 843. 206. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen.
843. Okay, amen, amen. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Tynika from Florida, and I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line. I'm so grateful that I'm here in Florida, my sister. I just want to share with everyone before I even read my Bible scripture. I went to church yesterday, and it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. I give him all praise and honor and glory be to God Almighty because he truly takes good care of his children. I'm just so grateful. I was with the Pathfinders until 10 o'clock last night. It was beautiful. We sang songs together. We prayed together. And they told me that they would like me to sign up to become a staff member. So I will be signing up with the Pathfinders in my beautiful new church. And I'm so grateful. And I was talking to everyone. I gave them out my little card with the message, John 3:16, with a life-saving message, which just says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So I am so grateful for my new church called the Pastor's Church in Orlando, Florida, and I will be rededicating my life to the Lord Jesus Christ all over again. I am just so grateful that I met so many beautiful brothers and sisters, and they are always there for us, and we've been praying for them, and I'm just so grateful that I'm able to be in a new place with a new fresh start, and wherever I go, I always preach the word of the Lord with boldness. I can be at a gas station, I'm preaching the word. I can be in Walmart, I'm going to preach the word. I can be in BJ's, I'm preaching the word. Because I was already trained to do this since I was a child from my mom. Wherever you go, you have to preach the word and tell people about Jehovah God, about Jesus Christ, and about Jesus Christ soon coming. So I'm just so grateful that I'm already, I already have this instilled in my mind and heart and soul. And from the training of being a Jehovah's Witness in that time period, I can knock on any door, my sisters and brothers. There isn't no door that was made that I cannot knock on and spread the word and win souls to Jesus. So I praise the Lord for that. And I'm sorry, I'm just excited because I'm so happy about my new church in Florida, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I just wanted to share Psalms 121 with each and every brother and sister on this prayer line tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We serve an awesome and mighty God, and he loves us, brothers and sisters, with an everlasting love. Wherever we go, God is with us. And it says in his word, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will meet all your needs according to my glorious riches. Nothing and all creation will be able to separate you from me. So God is telling us that he is always with us no matter what we're going through in life. I just wanted to share that with all of you. I love you all from my heart, and I thank you for opening my line. Sister Leola, God bless you. I'm praying for each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Love you all. Amen.
Amen, amen, brothers and sisters, Sister Tamiko. I know she have mentioned to me that she got brothers and sisters from all over the Jamaica, Haiti, and so many other countries. And she say they are wonderful people. I told her, I said, that's truly a blessing to be blessed where you have love. So we just want to thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming to us and sharing that. And we feel that love that you sending out. We feel it. So praise God that Sister Tamika, where she came from and the power that she's have to be able to do the will of God. Brothers and sisters, it's truly a blessing. And that testimony is a blessing. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller. So we thank our brothers and sisters. And let me just welcome all of our brothers and sisters again, because truly with you being here and sharing and just telling the Lord what he has hears you. He see what you are just confessing and telling the brothers and sisters how good he is. So we're just giving him the praise. Continue, brothers and sisters. Spread that gospel. So we're going to open this line, 423. We opening your line. I know you got abundance to give, God. So go
Amen.
Ahead. 423, your line
Amen.
Is open. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. I talk kind of fast, so I'm just thanking the Lord. I made it back home safely from Iron City, visiting the Richardson family. It was a blessing to see my extended family. Spoke to them and stuff, but I haven't seen them this year, and it was the first time. So praise the Lord. I was there at, we went to Harbor Hill. It was an Adventist school where Elder Richardson spoke. It was a blessing. I saw other brethren, and we went to a place where the children sung their hearts out in the evening, and it was another blessing. There was tornadoes and rain, but thank the Lord we were safe and everything well went accordingly. I, you know, saw other brethren I haven't seen in a while, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I just been studying, been reading, been pouring my heart out to God, been, you know, asking him for wisdom and direction, and he is giving to each and every one of us liberally, and it's not, you know, a certain extent. It's until we get enough, until we say, Lord, I need to understand more, but it's to help us and not only to keep to ourselves, but to share with others. And I want to read this, mine, Character and Personality 99. It said, let no one say I cannot remedy my defects of character. The impossibility lies in your own unwillingness to submit to the control of God. So people are not submitting to the control of God. So that's the reason why the characters, the defects of characters are not being surrendered or not being overcome in the way that it should or in a timely manner. And I just want to share chapter 4 of Confession, Steps to Christ, to say, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So God shall have mercy upon that individual. And that's Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. The condition of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and responsible. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous things in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimage or perform painful penitence, you know, as most the Catholic and other religion do, to commend our soul to God of heaven, or to expiate, E-X-P-I-A-T-E. And I looked that up. It means to atone for sin, expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. And I'll just end it right there. I mean, Lord has given us so much wisdom and knowledge, and I was listening about music, and I was shared that on Health Reform Thursday, and I was also learning about doubt, and it's so much to learn about, brothers and sisters, the young people I work with, because, you know, they are worldly. You know, they're always bored, and it's nothing to do. They want to go shop and do worldly stuff, and, you know, but it's so much to learn, so much to unlearn, that we're going to need to learn these, especially medical things, to help our family, friends, and to help others. And I just thank the Lord for Sister Powell, the work she's doing there. And I just want to donate to send her directly. I think you can do that through Western Money Order. So I will contact her, or she can contact me through WhatsApp. So, you know, through Walmart, you know, I can send her something directly to that project, because the Lord you know, for some reason, I've been given my donation tithes to a ministry that I'm getting fed for the homeless, for people that need it, instead of giving it to whatever it means. But I'm just, the Lord has impressed me. I've been saving it for like a month or month now. So I'm impressed to give it to the project that's going on right now in Jamaica. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Thank you again, Sister Leola.
Praise the Lord, Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
I mean, Sister Carla. God is so good, and he always on time. But you had said something, and that I wanted to comment, and it slipped my mind. But I just want to thank God for what you said, especially I think it was about character. And that is so on point about character. And when we don't, when we hold on to our, what would we want, what we want to do. And, you know, I like that. And that's what I, and God helped me not to hold on to my own selfish desires. You know, sister, that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for bringing that. And you see these testimonies, these words, you know, it can help somebody else, because we need to hear from different people. So what you bring is so powerful, and so grateful that we appreciate it. Thank you so much again. Amen. So brothers and sisters, as we are listening and sharing on the prayer line, and you hear how the other brothers and sisters, you know, don't be afraid to speak, because what you have to say could be very important to someone else. And like I say, don't be afraid. You give, because it's not a judgment on this prayer line, because I'm no better than no one, and no one else any better than you. So we are all one under God, and we need Jesus. So please, you can press one, and you can share your testimonies or your, you know, or just the blessing what God has done for you. Amen. So thank you so much, Sister Carla, for bringing these tips and these things to us, what you learn and how they bless you. And now it turns around that we can use it also, and God can bless us. So thank you. So brothers and sister, once again, I want to just say to all, we want to welcome you again. And we thank you for choosing Advent Light Ministry for coming on and sharing. And I will open the line. So you don't have to rush, because we won't have a speaker tonight, but we do have many hands still raised up that I have not opened. So we're going to open nine. By God's grace, sisters and brothers, we like to pray tonight. Amen. 95-647, your line is open, and you can share your. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for us in the land of living once more. I want to thank him for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Just want to thank him for his love and his compassion for us. I just want to read my prayer. I'm trying to get it. I just want to ask y'all to pray for my closest, dearest friend. She's like a sister to me. And they called and told me that she took a pneumonia shot, and she didn't wake up. She went to sleep, and she didn't wake up. And I called, and they say that her daughter told me she went to the hospital yesterday, and after the shot, the doctor said she just did it call Saturday morning. She went to the hospital. So they must have let her slept from Friday to Saturday, so she didn't wake up. And so they didn't try to wake her up. And so today they put her on the life support, but she wasn't responding today. But they went ahead and put on life support and called the family. So that's my best influenced in her late 60s, and we've been together for some years, and she related to my son. But Lord, I just ask that this thing do some good for. I just pray for family, whatever. But whatever the Lord will, because I mean, nobody checked on her, and her husband worked all day, so they probably tried to call her, and that what happened. So they checking on her. Children today don't believe nothing. They believe we playing sick. We not sick. And they don't check on you. You know, and it's bad. So I just thank God for us in the land and the living. And I want to read that thing. I'm so nervous. I can't find it, man. I want to read something. God is good. And he's real good. So I just ask for prayer for all of my brothers and sisters and on Advent Light. Ask for prayer for my nieces and nephews in the church, God's Way Ministry, because just about the whole church is real ill. And my niece is ill, but she had a wreck yesterday. Some truck hit her truck, and the airbag didn't come out, and it was a bad wreck, so I asked for prayer for her, too, and that she can bounce back again. So I pray for her, and that she can get her life straight. So let me see. Okay, I got one I can read. Our help come from the Lord. Everything above their help still, we will trust God. He will supply all our needs. And that's just something I read. Okay, I just want to read something. That's all. Amen. And pray for Sister Power Mission. Pray for all the rest of the family, the church, and the listeners, speakers, I mean, and everybody else. Amen. Pray for me because I've been suffering with some pain in my side for 3 weeks. And last night, after start working in here, I couldn't walk. I'm still in the bed. So y'all can pray for me, please. Amen. Brother John.
Amen.
Yes, I'd like to tell everyone, my brother John from Louisiana. I'll be brief tonight, but I just want to give thanks to God and through life. They say it's ups and downs through life. We got to hang on in there and just keep being strong no matter what we face. And God's going to be, you know, our helping hand and provider, you know. So just got to believe. And like I say, just life, ups and downs, not always perfect. It's ups and downs. So what do you do when the downs come? Do you give up or do you keep trying and keep moving on? I believe you keep moving on and you keep trying. So take care. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, brother. That's what you got to do. You got to keep the faith, and you got to get up and do something. And there's something you do. You can read your scriptures. You can walk. You can talk to God. You know, you talk to the Father because he's waiting with open arms to listen to us. The main thing, go talk to him. Walk to him. He hear you. Amen. So thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for y'all sharing. And Sister Brenda, we hear that your friend is, you know, at this time, we're just going to pray that if God chooses to keep her. We're going to pray and just ask the Lord to make sure she have accepted him in our life. And, you know, for her children to know him, that's going to be our prayer for her. Because most of all, we need Jesus, and we need him to because he's already paid the price. So, and all we have to do is accept coming on and sharing, and we will lift them up in all your other prayers also. Thank you. And we're going to open the next line, and we're going to make sure we give that prayer first, Sister Brenda, because your request. So let us go to the next caller. We're going to open 518-650. I noticed you had pressed 1, but are you ready to share? Sister Barnaby, are you ready?
Yes, good afternoon. Good night to everyone.
Amen.
God is good. God is great. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures forever. I found a new friend, somebody who is, I have some alteration to do, and I found that lady at my church. I was talking to one of my church sisters, and they recommend me to someone. And the lady that she recommended me to, I know her from a long time. But I did not know she was living so close to me. So I went to her house this evening to do the alteration. And her granddaughter is from Jamaica. Her daughter married to a Jamaican. And I always see this little girl, and I love this little girl. So I say, I always talk to her. And then when the lady recommend me to her, I say, but I know that lady from a long time. I used to talk to her little granddaughter. She's my granddaughter. So this evening I went to the house, and they were so nice and so polite. So I thank God. Everything I'm needed, his hands have provided. He's such a good God. He never leave me out. He never forsake me. He always be near me to hear me when I cry and to supply my needs according to his riches in glory. Please pray for me, special prayer for me and my family. And all we have to do, I'm praying, that's all of us. We'll be faithful so that when the Lord comes, all of us will gather one place to give him thanks and his goodness for his mercy towards us. I want to sing my little song. My heart can sing. When I pause to remember, our heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold a city. Until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we are recalled, they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause our heart to tremble, we remember there will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I carry on. Until the day my eyes behold a city. Until the day God calls me home. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we come before you this evening, O God. Nothing in our hands we bring but simple to you we come. Unworthy and holy and done nothing good. But, O God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh God, please anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold us with your free spirit. O God, you are worthy. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for being the God you are. Morning by morning, O God, you let me see new mercies I see. All I have needed, your hands have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto me. O God, we come on this prayer line, Lord, just because you are God. You are mighty God, a holy God, a awesome God, a miraculous God, a God who never changed. So thank you for what you have been doing, what you continue to do, and what you will forever do for us, O God. We want you to touch our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters. Lord, all our family members, we put them before you tonight, O God. Please, Jesus, we are just pilgrim passing through this world. O God, we are asking you by your Holy Spirit to take full control of us. Forgive us of our sins, O God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. So, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. O Lord, restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. O God, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done according to your will. We magnify and we praise you. We exalt you. We lift you up and we give you thanks because your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your keeping care. Thank you for your tender mercy. Oh God, please heal us. Please cleanse us. Please purge us. Please anoint us. Please purify us, oh God. Please wash us in your precious blood. Lord, please heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. I give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. I thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer. Lord, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, Lord, rebuke, remove, and destroy it. So that as I pray, my prayer may come up to your sweet incense. And your blessing come down on your people. Oh, please search me and know my heart, oh God. Please try me and know my thought. And Heavenly Father, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, Lord, please, Jesus, lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you for everything you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I beg and I ask, and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Garnaby, for the prayers, and thank you for that song. It's always, we appreciate you, and we are asking that you continue to pray and lift up everyone because you see the need of the prayers. There, my sister come to tell us of a friend. And you know what my heart said? You know what? That person may be hanging on by a thread. And God still, just like Sister Bonnie had said, just something again. He's a wonderful God. Something you said that I had on my mind that God can do. He can wake her up and she can come back. That we're going to pray right now just to lift up in prayer. So let us, please, brothers and sisters, pray with me and that God will manifest himself in her situation. Because if it's God's will for her to wake up, he will. But if it's God's will to let her go to sleep, let's just offer the prayer for it. Heavenly Father, oh, Father, we come before you once again. Father, the great God that you are, wonderful counsel, the peace and the king and everything that you are. We come to you, Father, in the behalf, Lord, Father, of my friend, my sister's friend. Lord, this lady may be down on her deathbed. But, Lord, she's hanging on by thread. She's supposed to be on this machine. Lord, we know that people have been on machine and come back. But, Lord, Father, we pray most of all that her salvation is at its stake. Lord, Father, you know whether she have accepted you in her heart. So, Father, right now, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, if she have not accepted you, Jesus, as a Lord and Savior, we ask that you wake up, Lord, even if it's just for the moment, for her to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and take me, Jesus, take me thine, O Lord, my Redeemer, and forgive me and take me into your arms. And, Father, we ask in this, Father, for her. But now, Lord, we also praying for her children to let them know that Jesus is calling. He's calling for you and me, and he desires for us to turn over our life to him and desire to keep his commandments and his will and to walk after he walks. Oh, Father, thank you right now for the blessed Redeemer that have set his life and pleaded for us in his Father's kingdom, asking him, Lord, my blood is sufficient for the sinner. So now, Lord, as we have lift up Vicky to you, Lord, we ask that whatever your will is, Father, because we don't know, but whatever your will is, let your will be done. And, Father, we thank you for what you have done. And that's for each and every one of us. Lord, lead and guide us, teach us. And, Lord, help us to be strong. Oh, we thank you. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for lifting that prayer up with me, because God knows, he knows the correct way to take it to the Father, because he says he's our intercessor. So I want to thank you. So now, brothers and sisters, we're going to ask my brothers and sisters if there's anyone else want to share the goodness of God, because you know, if you have not shared, God wants you to share right now. So we just ask, okay, we have two more. We have 857. Have his hand up first. So we're going to open your line.
Amen. Hello.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. I'd like to thank God for everything I've done for me and my mother, and my prayer request today is to lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer. And pray for my family. Pray for my families and friends too, and lift them up in prayer by God's grace. In the name of Jesus, God, God is good, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, those of you who speak Jamaican, every single language, brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord because he is able. He's mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Brothers and sisters, those of you, if you have a bad night, those of you who have a stressful moment, brothers and sisters, take it to the Lord in prayer, because God is able. He's merciful God. Brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord. Remember this, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, if you want to bring your life to Christ, brothers and sisters, quest number one. If you want to get baptized, brothers and sisters, those of you for the first time who wants to get baptized, press number one, brothers and sisters, because God is calling you, brothers and sisters, to baptize underwater. Brothers and sisters, Jamaican people, my brothers and sisters, those of you who is waiting for the Lord, brothers and sisters, baptize, brothers and sisters, underwater in the name of Jesus, because God Amen. Is able to do all things, brothers and sisters. Trust in the Lord because he's able. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. And may God Amen. Bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. He's always concerned for others. So your love will not go undone. So when you are praying and asking the Lord to touch the hearts for people to know him, God is working. Amen. So I thank God for you. So I'm going to open the line. We have another one. We would like to open the line for 518-744. Brother, hold on. Amen. Your line is open, 518. You can give your name and where you
call. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Hayne, New York, and praising the Lord for another day. As Brother Eli says, the Lord is worthy to be praised. And love listening to my brothers and sisters praise his name. He has been good to me. He's been good to each one of us as I listen to everyone. And just thanking him for another day. It's a rainy, beautiful day today. But you know what? It's an awesome day because God is King. And, he is looking over us. He's looking after us. He's taking care of us. And Brother John is mentioning that we, there are ups and downs in this life. We have to keep hanging on. And there is a scripture which I did not have a chance to look it up yet, but it says, he who endures to the end shall receive the crown of life. And so this life may be, sometimes it is just enduring. It's not fun. It is not the old warm and fuzzy. It is enduring, but Jesus was here. Jesus went before us. He is our example. He set forth a path for each one of us, and each one of us had a little different path than another. But he said, if we endure to the end, we are faithful, and keep him first in our lives, and we will be in his kingdom. That is an exciting thought, brothers and sisters, in Christ's kingdom. Do I have just a couple minutes, sister?
Yes, you have. You say you have a few minutes. Yeah, okay. You have a few minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was reading this morning in The Desire of Ages, and I just wanted to share this with my brothers and sisters. I shared this with my wife this morning as we were eating breakfast, and it just hit me. And I had to share it with my brothers and sisters. Let me find my place here. Okay, I'm getting there quickly. This was the just shortly before Jesus was taken by the mob and crucified, and it just struck me this morning, and it is something that we have to contend with every day. This is from the Desire of Ages, page 644.
Brother Rick.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, can we pray and then you can share that with us? You have time.
Oh, can yes, we pray? I do have time, sister. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's pray.
Okay.
And
well,
then I'll be happy to share this because it'll take me probably 10 minutes or so. Okay.
Okay. Well, good. So let us offer a word of prayer. I'm going to ask
Amen.
I'm ask Sister Carla. I don't know if she's still on. I'm going to ask Sister Carla if she can pray or Sister Powell. Sister Bonnie, we prayed. I prayed. So let me ask one of them if they can offer a word of prayer. Hold on. Oh, wrong number. Sorry. Sister Carla, Are you available to give us a prayer? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And then Brother Rickin. If you can, you heard the prayers, just general, you know, lift up prayer. Sister Barnaby really want prayers. You can lift up generally everyone.
Okay.
And then Brother Rick, they, you know, he got time, he can share it. Okay?
Amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we come to your throne boldly. We ask that you will first forgive us of our sins so that this prayer will be heard, Lord, that it will be answered accordingly. Not our will, not my will be done, but may thine will be done in our hearts, in our home, in our situation. You know the desire of our heart. You know each and every one of us, our character, which is our nature. You know it, Lord. We ask that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask that you will take away whatever is not of you. We give it to you. May you take it, Lord. You know the hurt that your daughter is going through right now, Sister Barnaby, Lord. You made her. You created her for a purpose. And we just thank you that every time she comes on with songs of joyfulness, prayer upon her lips, Lord, to praise you and honor you, even though she's going through a trying time. We ask that you will touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that you will heal her from all her infirmity, Lord, that she will be obedient unto you and seek you while you're speaking, saying, this is the way, turn, seek, and may she seek you, and may she not turn to the right or to the left, but may she hear your still voice saying, this is what you need to do, my daughter. Please help her, Lord. Strengthen her. She needs you as never before. And we just ask right now as I'm speaking, Lord, that your ministering angel, your Holy Spirit will minister to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever she needs to do, may she hear your voice to discard whatever needs to be discarded and to present her body a holy sacrifice unto you, which is a reasonable service, Lord. Bless each and everyone that's on tonight, Lord. You know the desire of our family, our friends, our neighbors, that we want them to be healed. We want them to be saved and transformed by the renewing of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lift up those that are in Jamaica, those that are in Japan, Netherlands, China, throughout the United States, you know, a heartache as some utter their prayers and some have a personal prayer within their hearts that they can't even share with others. But you know everything that we need. And you said it's not good for men to be alone, Lord. Send help for those that are alone that needs help, whatever it is, to encourage them, to help them, and to point them to you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless Brother Rick and Marquez. He's about to bring a message. Be with his family, touch his wife, his children, even him himself, Lord. Bless your priest, Lord. Please, Lord, help him, strengthen him as he comes before us to present this reading. May we accept it, and may we have a humble heart to surrender everything to you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify and we magnify your name. Bless the host also in a special way in her family. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for us and brothers and sisters. And we all always, always lifting up one another in prayer. So know that you are definitely not left out, and neither are you forgotten about, but you're always in our prayers, our daily prayers. So thank you so much for listening and also being here with us. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that prayer. Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to open the mic to our brother Rick. Amen. And Brother Rick will bring us the Lord. It just is right on time with this, Brother Rick. So we have your line already open, so I will mute my line, and you can share that with us. Amen?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Let us just bow our heads for just a really quick prayer, brothers and sisters, and we need prayer desperately, all of us. Lord, as we come to you again, Lord, Father, our hearts are humbled before you, Lord. May our spirit be, may your spirit be within us, not our spirit. Our sinful hearts, Lord, are of no use to you, Lord. But you have offered us a new heart, that you could take out that heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, Lord. And that's what we need at this moment, Lord. May we listen to what you have to say to us. Fight each one of us behind your cross, O Lord. May the words that I read now, Lord, be straight from you, each person. May they hear and understand as they need it, Lord. Each one of us may need something just a tiny bit different than the other. Lord, you said that you would interpret our words so each person would get what is necessary for them, Lord. That's what we're asking now. Lord, bless us and guide us. We thank you for each brother and sister here that is listening. Lord, may we all meet on those beautiful heavenly shores soon, Lord, to be together, to worship you, and to praise you together, Lord, as our Savior, as our King, as our Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I have been doing a little study. I want to present a message on righteousness by faith in my home church, in Kingsbury Seventh Day Adventist Church. And, you know, the message of righteousness by faith is it's something that is desperately needed. In 1888, Elder Jones and Wagner both presented this message. And Ellen White said that if each one of them, I mean, if the people had believed in that message, if they had let that message do the work that it was designed to do, the Lord could have come within just a very short time. Now, that was 130 years ago. The Lord still has not come, and he is waiting for us to be ready. We keep saying we're waiting for the Lord to return. We are not waiting for him to return. He is waiting for us to be ready, and then he will return. So let's remember that. And as I was doing this study, I have been looking at a lot of different to increase my knowledge, to give me more understanding, and I've been reading a lot in the Spirit of Prophecy, and also the writings of A.G. Daniels, who is a pioneer of our church, and also Elder Wagner, E.J. Wagner, who is a pioneer of our church, too. So I've been doing a lot, and I came upon this morning, and it just really struck me, and I just wanted to share it with my brothers and sisters. So just a little background. Jesus had sent his disciples into Jerusalem to prepare for the Passover. They had secured a room, the upper room. They had secured food. They had everything they needed, and here they all came in. And as they were down here getting ready to eat, Jesus was listening to them, and this is what he heard. I'm going to start right in the middle of a paragraph because this is where he starts. They had placed their own estimate upon themselves and upon one another, and instead of regarding their brothers as more worthy, they had placed themselves first. The request of James and John to sit on the right and the left of Christ's throne had excited the indignation of the others. That the two brothers should presume to ask for the highest position so stirred the ten that alienation threatened. They felt that they were misjudged, that their fidelity and talents were not appreciated. Judas was the most severe upon James and John. So as James and John had asked for this position, all the other disciples were really upset. They were hurt. They were angry. They were wanting to, they probably would have thrown James and John out, if Jesus had not been there. Now, this is in the presence of the Lord. Okay? If we are in the presence of the Lord, would this happen with us? We're just like the other disciples, okay? We are human just as they are. And as I was thinking about this, like, wow, here they are in the presence of Jesus, and here they are fighting about who is going to be the best, who is going to sit by Jesus. And at this time, Jesus is struggling with the things that he is going to meet in just a few short hours. It's only a few hours after this. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane sweating great drops of blood. And here his followers are, his disciples, who he had spent 3.5 years teaching and talking and pleading and praying with and praying for them. And here they were fighting over who was going to be best. Like, wow. They are just as we are. So let us learn from them. When the disciples entered the supper room, their hearts were full of resentful feelings. Judas pressed next to Christ on the left side. John was on the right. If there was a highest place, Judas was determined to have it, and that place was thought to be next to Christ, and Judas was a traitor. Another cause of dissension had arisen. At a feast, it was customary for a servant to wash the feet of the guests, and on this occasion, preparation had been made for the service. The pitcher, the basin, and the towel were there, in readiness for the feet washing, but no servant was present, and it was the disciples' part to perform it. But each of the disciples, yielding to wounded pride, determined not to act the part of a servant. All manifested a stoical unconcern, seeming unconscious that there was anything for them to do to humble themselves. So here was a job for them to do. It was their duty to do this, to wash feet, and none of them, they were all prideful. They had not been humbled. Not one of them would stoop to the task of washing the other's feet. Now, mind you again, that we are in the presence of Jesus. How was Christ to bring these poor souls, where Satan would not gain over them, a decided victory? How could he show that a mere profession of discipleship did not make them disciples or ensure them a place in his kingdom? We can call ourselves disciples of Christ, brothers and sisters, but if we do not show by what we do for others that we are his disciples, that we will do whatever it takes to reach people, to love people, to help people, then we have to be wondering, are we really disciples of Christ? Jesus said when he told his disciples to follow him, that didn't mean just walk behind him. That meant do what he was doing, say what he was saying, act as he was acting. And that's when Jesus said, follow me. That's what he was saying. He said, you have to do the things that I do. Otherwise, you are not a disciple of mine. So, okay, we will continue. How could he show that it is loving service through humility which constitutes real greatness? How is he to kindle love in their hearts and enable them to comprehend what he longed to tell them? The disciples had made no move towards serving one another. Jesus waited for a time to see what they would do. Then he, the divine teacher, rose from the table, laying aside the outer garment that would have impeded his movement. He took a towel and girded himself. With surprised interest, the disciples looked on and in silence waited to see what was to follow. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded. This action opened the eyes of the disciples. Bitter shame and humiliation filled their hearts. They understood the unspoken rebuke. They saw themselves in altogether a new light. So Christ expressed his love for his disciples. Their selfish spirit filled him with sorrow, but he entered into no controversy with them regarding their difficulties. Brothers and sisters, how often have we seen somebody not doing something they should, and we want to take them to task? We want to tell them, hey, this is something you are supposed to do. This is your job. Jesus did not do that to his disciples. They were wrong. They knew they were wrong. He knew they were wrong. What did he do? He did their job for them. He showed them what they must do later on. He did not rebuke them. He did not scold them. He did not argue with them. He showed them. Instead, he gave them an example they would never forget. His love for them was not easily disturbed or quenched. He knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he came from God and went to God. He had a full consciousness of his divinity, but he had laid aside his royal crown and kingly robe and had taken the form of a servant. One of the last acts of his life on earth was to gird himself as a servant and to perform a servant's duty. Before the Passover, this, brothers and sisters, just really, I was almost crying when I was reading this earlier, this part about Judas. Before the Passover, Judas had met a second time with the priests and scribes and had closed the contract to deliver Jesus into their hands. Yet he afterward mingled with the disciples as though innocent of any wrong and interested in the work of preparing for the feast. The disciples knew nothing of the purpose of Judas. Jesus alone could read his secret, yet he did not expose Judas. Jesus hungered for his soul. He felt for him such a burden as for Jerusalem when he wept over the doomed city. His heart was crying, "How can I give thee up?" The constraining power of that love was felt by Judas. When the Savior's hands were bathing those soiled feet and wiping them with a towel, the heart of Judas thrilled through and through with the impulse then, there, to confess his sin. But he would not humble himself. He hardened his heart against repentance, and the old impulses, for the moment that had been put aside, again controlled him. This, brothers and sisters, is where we could be if we do not allow ourselves to be humbled, if we do not allow ourselves to be changed by the Holy Spirit, by Christ living in us. If we do not allow that to happen, we will be as Judas. Our pride will take over. We will not humble ourselves. And it's just, it's a rebuke to me, okay? I have to be very careful. We can, we all have different areas in our lives that may trouble us. Maybe we're weak in one way or another. And as we read these things, we must say, Lord, is it I? Is it I? Judas was now offended at Christ's act in washing the feet of his disciples. If Jesus could so humble himself, he thought, he could not be Israel's king. All hope of worldly honor in a temporal kingdom was destroyed. Judas was satisfied that there was nothing to be gained by following Christ. After seeing him degrade himself, as he thought, he was confirmed in his purpose to disown him and confess himself deceived. He was possessed by a demon and resolved to complete the work he had agreed to do in betraying his Lord. So Judas was possessed by a demon, brothers and sisters, and those demons are waiting to possess us. But you know what? We serve a powerful God, a mighty God, who is much powerful, more powerful than these demons. As long as we are in him, these demons will have no place with us. So let us give ourselves to the Lord each day. Judas, in choosing his position at a table, had tried to place himself first, and Christ as a servant served him first. Even in his rebellion, even as he was hardening his heart Jesus one more trying time, tried to reach him, brothers and sisters. As I was reading this, I'm looking. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, and here he is serving Judas first so that Judas will have no occasion to say, well, the Lord served me last, so, you know, he's telling me I'm not as good as these other people. No, he served him first, trying to reach him. Christ was a servant. Christ as a servant served him first. John, toward whom Judas had felt so much bitterness, was left until the last. John was the youngest among the disciples. He was he called himself the disciple that Jesus loved, and he was younger than the rest of them. He was served last, but it did not bother him that Christ came to him last. He was just happy that Christ came to him. And John did not take this as a rebuke or a slight. As the disciples watched Christ's action, they were greatly moved. When Peter's turn came, he exclaimed with astonishment, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Christ's condescension broke his heart. He was filled with shame to think that one of the disciples is not performing this service. What I do, Christ says, thou knowest not now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter could not bear to see his Lord, whom he believed to be the Son of God, acting the part of a servant. His whole soul rose up against this humiliation. He did not realize that through this, Christ came into the world. With great emphasis, he exclaimed, thou shalt never wash my feet. Solemnly, Christ said to Peter, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. The service which Peter refused was a type of a higher cleansing. Christ had come to wash the heart from the stain of sin. Refusing to allow Christ to wash his feet, Peter is refusing the higher cleansing included in the law. He was really rejecting his Lord. It was not humiliating to the Master to allow him to work for our purification. The truest humility is to receive with thankful heart any provision made in our behalf and with earnestness do service for Christ. I'd like to read that again. It says, the truest humility is to receive with thankful heart any provision made in our behalf and with earnestness do service for Christ. So when Christ comes to us and says, you know, I need to wash you, I need to cleanse you, let us humble ourselves here. Yes, Lord. Whatever it takes, whatever it is, as Sister Barnaby prays, if there's anything in me that is not in line with you, Lord, take it away from me. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. Plead with him to take those things away from him, away from us. And then we must do service for Christ. Yet the words, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me, Peter surrendered his pride and self-will. He could not endure the thought of separation from Christ. That would have been death to him. Not my feet only, he said, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. These words mean more than bodily cleansing. Christ is still speaking of the higher cleansing as illustrated by the lower. He who came from the bath was clean, but the sandaled feet soon became dusty and again needed to be washed. So Peter and his brethren had been washed in the great fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Christ acknowledged them as his, but temptation had led them into evil, and they still needed his cleansing grace. When Jesus girded himself with a towel to wash the dust from their feet, he desired by that very act to wash the alienation, jealousy, and pride in their hearts. This was of far more consequence than the washing of their dusty feet. So I just, that is the end of what I wanted to share tonight. I just wanted to say, Jesus wants to cleanse each one of us. We come to him, brothers and sisters, daily, and we can be right with Christ tonight, and tomorrow morning we can wake up totally different than we are tonight. Jesus needs to cleanse us again each day. from the worldly, sinful, ugly heart that is in us. And he says, I want to put that new heart in you. Paul said in Romans, I die daily. So each day we must wake up and ask him for that gift of his grace, for his cleansing blood to cover each one of us, for us to be his servants, to serve others as he served us. And by that, we will know that Christ is living in us. This is just a beautiful reading. If anybody wants to read this, it's Desire of Ages, chapter 70, A Servant of Servants. And it's just a beautiful chapter. So I just wanted to share that with my brothers and sisters as we continue on our Christian walk, as we desire to see God's hands and feet on this earth, which is soon to be destroyed. Let us remember that Jesus called us to be servants to others. He said, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it for me. So Christ is calling each one of us to serve others, and maybe serving your husband, your wife, maybe serving your children, maybe serving your mom or dad, maybe serving somebody in your church, maybe serving a complete stranger. But let us remember, Christ came in this world to be and he calls us to do the same as he did. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful reading here. So I'm just thanking the Lord for leading me to that this morning. And please pray for me as I work on my presentation for Righteousness by Faith. It is a very deep subject. It is easy to talk about. It is hard for us to accept it and to implement it into our lives. So let us be striving, brothers and sisters, to accept the righteousness of Christ in our stead. If without the righteousness of Christ covering us, we will not be in God's kingdom. So let us strive for that. And just thank you, Sister Leola, for allowing me to bring this little reading to the brothers and sisters. And I hope that it blessed each one of you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. I tell you, we listen to what you brought to us, and being a servant for Christ, as he was a servant, he's a servant for us. And, you know, for him to show that love for us, and now we ought to show it for someone else, you know, I praise God for that, because I know that the servant that you give to someone and show them how what God has did for you or me, and now you're giving it to someone else. You know, I've done that, and I just praise God because,
amen,
you know,
amen.
I have to humble, and that's what it is. We have to humble ourselves to be a servant. Because I looked at some things that I was going to do, and I said, oh, and my friend even told me, she said, you can't do it. I said, by God's grace, I'm going to do it. And you know what? I did it.
Amen.
Only by God's grace, because other than that, I was gagging and everything else. So, and I know Sister Carla, she served. Sister Power, she served so many. Because she's a caregiver or something like that, and I see that many of us that do things like this, and even taking care of somebody, helping somebody, giving somebody a hand, it's still you doing a service to them. So praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to open the
Amen.
Line for Sister Powell right quick, because I know you want to make her comment for Brother Rick and his blessing to bring us some message tonight. Sister Powell, are you there?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Here.
There she is. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Okay, amen. Brother Rick, yes to Advent Life. God is so good. God is so great. This evening we came on the line And everyone was hearing, giving their testimony of God is good, prayer request. And when Sister Leola said she didn't have a speaker this evening, she's going to just praise and prayer. And it just came into my heart. I'm telling you, Brother Rick will be presenting. Brother Rick, you came on even before you were on, because the Lord had pointed to me that, you know, brought your name and said, Brother Rick is here to present. And when I heard the last, I think it was the last portion of the prayer and hearing your line was open and Sister Leola opened your line. And Brother Rick said, you know what, after you greet us, Brother Rick told us that he had something that was impressing from Desire of Ages. And in that meet, right, Sister Leola came on and said, Brother Rick, can you just wait a little until we pray? And then you can do that presentation. So I just said, Brother Rick, and as in, like, God is moving on this line. You know, God wants us to know his word, wants us to be obedient to his will. And as servant and representative and ambassador, right, we all have to be ready. And to be ready, we have to have the character of Christ, as the reading is showing us, for us to cover with Christ's righteousness, right? We have to be out of sin as a servant. And thank God that he had made a way for us, right? That we can get victory over sin. We can be like him with his love, his mercy, his trust, his belief, right? So, Brother Rick, I can say thank you for that presentation. You know, you may say it's just a little reading, but it's a reading that we all need, right? Start with Judas. And if Judas did have really, because of his jealousy, and did really put his heart and mind upon the Lord, he could be saved, right? But he did not choose to. So we know that God is there pleading for each and every one of us. And all we have to do, give it to him, let it go, and depend upon him. So, Brother Rick, I just want to say thank you again for the thank God, not you, that God has used you this evening for us to bring that presentation from Desire of Ages. And I just want to let you know, thanks for your prayer. Thanks for your support. We are doing a great, marvelous work here in Jamaica, and it's just because of you, everyone, of you and Advent Light and you, Brother Rick, for your donation, your prayer, your support. I just want to let you know, now the house is looking like it is, and, you know, people are just passing and, you know, looking in and said, oh, when it was going out, it looked like it was a massive mark. But no, Brother Rick and Sister Leola, it is looking like a little mansion, right?
Praise the Lord.
We just want to let you know that it's going, it's moving by the grace of God, because it's only the Lord you have to depend upon and trust him. And in the midst of that, Brother Rick, I'm closing fast. It seems like you gave me your job as a carpenter. I remember, you know, the house, right? I remember the house that you came and you built an Advent Light, right? It was you, Brother Rick. All right? And it seems like I'm a contractor And this evening I got a call from Florida stating the condition of another sister place. And I said, oh, my Lord, what is this? And Sister Powell, so I just pray that workers will, and helper from the church, that they will be able to do God's bidding. So thank you again, Brother Rick, and we will talk.
Amen. Sister Powell, give us a prayer. Give us a prayer, Sister Powell, please.
Okay, let's pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your message towards us, Lord, this evening, that your servant had presented, Lord. Father, it's a message that we need because we know that your coming is near. We do not know when, because you said we must not set any time, and you never set any time. But you said to us that we must confess our sins, and we must be faithful. We must keep our eyes upon you. We must trust you. We must love one another just as though you love us and love your Father. And all these, Lord Jesus, you have told us. So this evening, Advent Life, everyone come to you to say, Lord, thank you for the provision that you have made for each one of us. And help us, Lord, that we have faith to trust and to believe. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. And as we come to an end of tonight, dear Lord, it will go down in history. We ask you to allow us to have a good night's sleep. Wake us up tomorrow morning, dear Father, in our right mind, so that we can praise you and give you thanks. We bless God, bless you to bless each one of us, comfort each one of us, provide for each one of us, and we leave everything in your name where you are in the most holy sanctuary. Hear our cry, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the words of
Amen.
Our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Brother Rick, I just want to tell you, you came in on time. Because we did not have a speaker, the speaker called, and he had a project that he was doing today. And I just want to bring you in on time. So God bless, and brothers and sisters, I'm going to end with this beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
Sin had left a crimson stain. He walked. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Have a good night.